IAAF Radio.
Welcome to day two of the 13th IAAF World Championships. Daegu in South Korea has welcomed the world of athletics with open arms, and the atmosphere in attendance for the first day of competition was electric. Tonight, we're expecting the roof to come off, mainly because of this man.
I'm looking forward to it. For me, I've been in a race without Tyson Gay. It wasn't that last Olympics, but I have to be focused. It's our business, and I'm going out there to do my best, and there'll be seven other guys in there trying to win, so I'm focused.
Usain Bolt is one of five defending champions in action tonight. To use a boxing term, the gloves are up.
IAAF Radio.
Defending her title in the long jump is the American Brittany Reese. But has she overcome her fatigue?
I've been getting up early, 4 o'clock a.m. I was just hyped and ready to go. It kind of messed me up. I didn't get a nap in. So I think once I go back and get a good 8 hours, 9 hours of sleep, I think I'll be just fine.
The second female out to defend her global crown is Dani Samuels of Australia. She was disappointed with her form from yesterday. She starts her fight tonight, 7:15 local time. We saw a Kenyan clean sweep in the women's 10,000 meters yesterday. And tonight in the men's race, history could be made again. For no European athlete has won a 10,000 meter race since the inaugural World Championships in 1983. Mo Farah of Great Britain aims to change all that. But he will be facing defending champion Kenenisa Bekele, who, if he wins, will make history himself with 5 World Championships wins in a row. And finally, will Trey Hardy be able to once again call himself the greatest all-round athlete on the planet?
You know, it's a major meet, so you know the time schedule's tough. You know conditions aren't going to be great. Just looking forward to resting and getting back here tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Sanya Richards-Ross.
Hello, I'm Christina Obakfa.
I'm Bernard Leggett.
I'm Angelo Taylor.
My name is Shelley-Ann Fraser-Price.
I'm Valerie Adams.
I'm David Oliver, and I'm listening to IAAF Radio.
IAAF Radio.
IAAF Radio.
IAAF Radio.
Garfield, the first heat of the men's 800 meters.
A good run already coming in from the Kenyan in this event, Yego. So he has taken the lead just ahead of the Ethiopian Mohamed Amman. So 200 meters completed in 23.86 seconds, and it is still up front. The lead is being held by the Kenyan Yego. Just in second position, about maybe a meter and a half behind him is the Ethiopian Amman. Then following close in on their heels is the Polish athlete Lewandowski. And now we're having a run from the Spanish athlete Antonio Manuel Reina. They've now crossed the line, 50.19 seconds for 400 meters. This pace is reasonable, as that this is the first semifinal heat. It is still leading up front, Alfred Kerwa-Yego. Who will join him? Well, the Polish athlete now into second position, Lewandowski, down the back straightaway, 300 meters to run. It is still on top. The man from Kenya, Yego, he's stretching that lead to about 2 or 3 meters now ahead of the Polish athlete, Lewandowski. In third, a tightly bunched group, it's the Spanish athlete, Antonio Reina, 200 meters remaining. It is still the gap now being closed by the Polish athlete, which is Lewandowski. But it is Yego who still leads. They're coming into the straightaway. Can Yego hold on? They're running hard towards the line now. It is still going to be a ding-dong battle. Not sure as to who will win here, as we are having a big run coming forward by Amman. Running to the line. Ooh, 3 across the line. Very close. It looks to be,
wow,
Amman. We also have finishing there Lewandowski, and also the man who led from almost beginning,
oh,
Yego.
Goodness.
3 across the line, 1 minute 44.58 seconds winning time. That's going to be a close finish.
Oh, well, the results are in, and it was a storming race. Taking the lead from Ethiopia in a personal best performance of 144.57 is Mohamed Amman, and he's obviously qualified. And then right behind him is the Polish athlete, Marcin Lewandowski. 144.60, he's ran a season's best. And Abu Babakaki, my goodness of Suzanne, 144.62. Heat 2 of the men's 800 meter semi-final is on the track.
They have 250 meters to run. The American is still pushing forward. That is Nick Simmons. So Simmons will bring them up to the 200 meter mark. Simmons in the lead ahead of the Great Britain athlete Osagi. Then behind them, it looks to be Bramson moving up. So those are the two up front now. They're going to be swinging that turn into the straightaway. Now we're seeing Borzakowski in second. He's trying to fight forward now, Borzakowski. Now we have the American lead in Simmons. Borzakowski and Simmons. Simmons and Borzakowski. Borzakowski slipped ahead, and maybe Borzakowski just over Simmons. Third spot looks to be the Great Britain athlete, Osagi. And the time, the winning time, 1 minute 45.71. And that again. Close finish there, but no doubt about the top two.
I've got Nick Simmons here. You were the winner of that second 800 meter semi-final. They're so tough. What was your emotion when you crossed the line?
Just extreme relief. I still have a lot of work cut out for me in the finals, but you got to be there first. So I was planning on bleeding today if I had to get there.
So we have the qualifiers from round two, Nick Simmons of America, Yuri Borzakowski from Russia. And then we have heat three, Garfield, there on the track.
Rhodesia now with 300 meters remaining in the event. He has the lead ahead of Cleberson David. Then behind them, it is the Polish athlete Kishot. Then we have Kuwaiti Mohammed Al-Azimi, who's following. And also, too, we have the Colombian Rafit Rodriguez just about in fourth or fifth position. They have 110 meters to run. Still world record holder, Rhodesia. David Rhodesia is leading. Just in second position behind him now, it is Adam Kishot, about two or three meters behind. Then in third, it is the Brazilian Cleberson. Winning it, though, is Kenyan David Rhodesia winning 1 minute 44.20 seconds ahead of Adam Kishot of Poland, 1 minute 44.81. Cleberson David of Brazil, 1 minute 45.06 is third.
Nadi Gomez is on the long jump run-up. It's taken her first attempt here at these World Championships. She's already seen the defending champion, Brittany Rees, go into the lead with a jump of 6 metres 82. Quite a big jump as well for a first-time jump. She certainly got over that fatigue or jet lag that we thought Brittany Rees would have. So the 31-year-old Portuguese athlete just steadies herself now, leans back, and she's attacking the run-up, speeds up, gets closer to the board, launches into the air, and she lands. But she does get out of the pit. She doesn't seem that happy with it. Normally when they know it's a good jump straight away, and they get up jumping around, but she's just slowly lifted herself out of the sandpit and walking back, I think, to check. In fact, it was a no jump, and that's why she knew it wasn't quite going to be good enough. So Garfield, the semi-final of the men's 100 meters.
Andrew Hines, a multiple winner for Barbados in sprint titles. He runs out of lane one. There's a Spanish athlete, Anil Rodriguez, who runs out of lane number two. Johan Blake, who has a personal best of 9.89 and has run this season 9.95. He runs out of lane three. Then there is Jimmy Vicol, Walter Dix, Chambers, Bledman, and Bailey. They're now in their set position, or in their blocks, rather, for this 100 meters in the set position. Sent off. Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
Bit of a false start. It's on the outside. Could be Bledman or Chambers. That's where the reaction came from.
It's almost really sad. I get a little excited at the false start, but it's because I know with this rule, it's not a new rule anymore. You know, they really know. You almost know someone's going to go, and we've seen it. There's just no exceptions. The Olympic champion Christina Hurugu was taken out in the 400 meters, and so one of these men are going to be out of this semi-finals. And my goodness, to be so close to a final, so close in with a chance. Let's see who the poor gentleman it is who couldn't control his nerves. Or are they going to call it a faulty start and not take anybody out of the race?
That's right, because that could happen if it's equipment
no.
failure.
No,
but
no,
it is
Garfield
Chambers.
Samuels. Guess who it is? Another Brit. Dwayne Chambers is out. Oh my goodness, Great Britain are having a terrible time.
Yeah, got Dwayne, your emotions are what's happened?
I haven't had time to reflect on it. You know, obviously it's one of many things that happen in sport. You know, athletes fall foul to the full start rule, and it's what's happened to me this evening.
Semi-final number one. Set position. Sent off. Good start coming from Vicol. But look at Blake going to work right away. He steps away from them by about half a meter. It's Blake leading ahead of Walter Dix. So it is Blake who wins. 9.95 unofficially. He wins ahead of Walter Dix, it looks to be. And we had Vicol running on along with Bledman and Bailey.
Well, Tadix, second in that first semifinal of the 100 meters. What was it like out there?
Definitely was tough. It was a tough semifinals. The guy right next to me false started, and the official actually stood in my lane for 5 minutes saying I did it. So it was definitely difficult for me to refocus. I had to sit in those blocks and wait on the gun.
So the second semifinal of the men's 100 meters coming up next on track. And the world record holder, Usain Bolt, is the main athlete to watch in this second heat. Sent off. Good start, though, coming from the Frenchman, Lamet. But Bolt already takes the lead at 40 meters. He's pulling away from the field by about a meter and a half. Coming forward now is the Frenchman. Second place, though, goes to Lamet. Good run by him. Oh, my goodness, 10.05. And a very easy run and win here for Usain Bolt, the world record holder. He is a convincing defender, hopefully, of his championship title. And he goes through to the final along with Lamet.
On the track at the moment is the third and final semi-final of the men's 100 meters.
Now in the set position, sent off. Good start coming from Nesta Carter out of lane three. But already Kim Collins goes to work. Kim Collins is leading. Carter now is about to catch him. But will Kim Collins hold him off? Kim Collins does! The 2003 world champion is creating lots of shockwaves here. He's regarded as the veteran here. 10.06 seconds. And Kim Collins, who ran out of lane one in 2003 for the gold medal at the World Championships, wins the third and final semi-final heat.
Well, having just won that heat, it means that you're going to be right in the center, one of the best lengths in the final. You're going to be running among Usain Bolt. What is that? How? What do you expect?
I just want Bolt next to me. I just want to hold his hand going down the track. I think it's going to be a great final. And, you know, I think he understands now that persons like myself is in good form. He knows he has to watch out. And he's going to have to probably break another world record tonight.
Now, let's look forward to the women's 400-meter semi-final. Let's all go. These semi-final runs are going to be our chance to really see what's happening. We've spoken about Alison Felix doing the double out here this evening and whether Sanya Richards-Ross is going to allow that to happen, since it's her world title that Alison Felix is aiming to take.
So they're getting into their blocks, 400 meters for women. Sent off, first time of asking. Felix goes to work right away. So two on the outside is Williams Mills from Jamaica. Also, Yelmer from Sweden going well. They enter the back straight away. Williams Mills doing most of the running. Ooh, so two just on in between her and Krivoshopka is Pegida of the Ukraine. So Williams Mills with 200 meters remaining is the leader based on the staggers here. Coming on the inside, however, Felix from the USA. Maggie just on her inside, way off the pace now. Coming off the turn in front, though, is Felix ahead of the Jamaican Novlin Williams-Mills. Just between them in lane number five is Pegida. As they come down the straightaway, though, it's going to be Alison Felix who wins. Second spot goes to Novlin Williams-Mills, and looks to be the Russian Krivoshopka who runs on for third. 50.37 seconds, the winning time for Alison Felix. She looks very comfortable, though, after finishing the race. And indeed, we will see who will be the ones to join her, possibly from the semifinals, because it looks like a really good time, reasonable time, at least 50.36 for semi-final running.
Yep, Garfield, the ladies are just standing behind their blocks, just getting ready. Sanya Richards in lane four. She has on the outside of her Sharika Williams as someone to chase.
In the set position, sent off. Good start coming from the American Richard Ross. Just on our outside is McCrory, Williams as well from Jamaica, and also McConnell out in lane eight. So McConnell doing a lot of running out in lane 8. Mid-track, Ross and Sharika Williams. So that's Richard Ross and Williams as they go past the 200-meter mark, 150 meters remaining. It is now Richard Ross who looks the better of the lot. McCrory is also there in mid-track between the two athletes. It's Sharika Williams from Jamaica. They turn for the straightaway. Richard Ross of the U.S. is struggling as Sharika Williams surges forward. Here comes McCrory of the USA. McCrory storms forward and takes the event ahead of Williams of Jamaica. Third goes to Richard Ross. Richard Ross does not qualify automatically. 50.24 seconds. The defending champion is in the danger of not qualifying.
Sanya, defending champion in that 400 meters. I know you had a few worrying moments, but you are through to that final. What are your emotions?
You know, I have mixed emotions. I'm excited to be in the final, but really disappointed with my performance, so it's tough. You know, I don't know what I'm going to have to change between now and tomorrow, but I'm happy to have a shot to go after it again.
Garfield, the ladies for the third and final semi-final of the women's 400 meters is on the track.
They're now in the set position. A full start.
Oh my goodness.
And it looks to be...
Oh, I think it was Cuddy from Ireland. She's put her hands on her head. She knows, she, like Sira Mia said yesterday about Christina Hurugu. Sira Mia, what can you see?
Yes, exactly. You're exactly right. Immediately, she put her hands on her head. She started to shake her hand. You know, she just had... looked very scared.
Sent off, second time of asking. Good start coming from the Jamaican Rosemary White. She makes the way around the turn now, closing that stagger. Just on the outside of her is Munshu. Munshu begins to react as they enter the back straight away. Just on the outside, though, Jessica Baird is pulling the race and taking the challenge to them in mid-track. Munshu, White, and Kapuchinskaya. Those three are trying to run for it now at 200 meters. It's those three, between the three, Munshu, Kapuchinskaya, and White from Jamaica. Those are the three, as we see Munshu now showing the best of the three. Munshu has a slight lead ahead of Kapuchinskaya. Sky and White into the straightaway. Munshu will take them into it. In second position, it's White. Third, Kapuchinskaya has dropped off in fourth. Bird on the outside in fifth. On the inside, it's Rosalova of Czech Republic. But Munshu is speeding up. She is continuing to lead them towards the line. She wins it ahead of Kapuchinskaya. White gets third. Fourth on the outside, look to be Bird ahead of Rosalova of Czech Republic.
The only person left that can stop Brittany Rees retaining her title is Kurturenko from Russia. And she's on the run-up now. The Russian prowls up and down the long jump run-up. This is it. She knows. She knows with this jump that she's about to start, she can become world champion, or at least in the gold medal position. Because remember, Brittany Rees has to jump as well. Leans back. Started her run-up. Accelerating down, attacking the ball. She's really gone for a big jump. Really, you can hear the crowd because they really think it could be something as well. I've got to say, her reaction is a little bit lackadaisical. She does get the white flag. It is going to be a legal jump, but is it going to be more than 6 meters 82? Is she going to trouble the defending champion with her final jump of these world championships? What has the Russian done? She's certainly got a silver medal here. Oh no, it's 6 meters 77. It's not going to be enough. Brittany Rees knows, she's on the run-up now, she knows that she has retained her title. She's done it with only one jump, her first jump. Everything else was a no jump.
Brittany Rees, you have successfully defended your title. 5 fouls tonight, but you got the jump that mattered.
Yes, so the first jump, my coach always tell me it only takes one jump. And for me to come out here and put a big one out, had a lot of put a lot of pressure on everybody and on myself. But I'm excited that I came out with a win, and can't think of nothing else to say.
The men's 10,000 meters final is hotting up. Back to our TV commentary.
They're coming up to the last lap. Mo Farah is there. Mathathi is on the inside. Just on his outside is Jalan.
Merger in second, Steve.
Well, Merger in second, but he's struggling a bit now. Or is he? Here goes Mo Farah's drive for home. Mathathi is trying to cover it, but I don't think he can. Mo Farah is pouring it on now. It's over, I think. The man's gone away. Jalan is trying to come past his teammate to take up the challenge, but I think the gold medal is going away to the backstraight, or is it? Jalan is matching him, I think, stride for stride, but there is still a gap of 8 meters. Jalan is slowly closing on Mo Farah. Mo Farah is still in the lead. Jalan is 6 meters behind. Mo Farah is there. Jalan is 5 meters behind. Jalan is closing into the home straight. Mo Farah is trying his best. Jalan is closing. Can Mo Farah hang on? But Jalan is sprinting again. It's going to be Ethiopia yet again in a 10,000 meters. What a race. Mo Farah takes second. Staggering last lap.
Ibrahim, Jalan, that was a sensational performance. How did you find that for you?
Oh, this is a great race for me. Really, I'm feeling very happy, very, very happy.
We're in the last couple of throws of this women's discus final. So Yang Fingli walks into the circle knowing that she is the new world champion of the discus. But let's see if she can go further than 66-52. It's what we call a free throw. You're throwing knowing your world champion. It's in the air. It's gone very, very high. And it's coming down. Oh, it's come down quite short. And even though it did get some height on that, she runs out of the discus circle and she runs into the arms of her compatriot who's down there, Zhan Tan, who came sixth. They're hugging each other. Then she runs over to the crowd where there's a big contingent of Chinese supporters, red flags and waving at her. She runs over, grabs a red flag off the floor and then picks it up and starts waving. What a brilliant, brilliant job by her. Gold medal to Yang Fingli. The decathlon is going to be drawing to an end this evening. The men of the decathlon will come out to run the 1500 meters. It's the last event of 10.
So now we have Eaton after 1100 meters done in 3 minutes 18 seconds. He is now the leader of this final heat of the men's 1500 meters in the decathlon. He's leading ahead of Sinterklaas of the Netherlands. Just coming on now is Suarez, who is currently second overall in the standings. So Eaton, who is third, is trying to open up as much distance between himself and the man who is currently second in the race and second overall, Lionel Suarez. So let's see whether Suarez will be able to catch him. In third, by the way, it is Dudas, and who is ninth overall in the point standings. And we're also seeing another battle developing where fourth overall, Alexei Drozdov, is staying with them. Out front, though, it is still the American. Second overall in the point standings. That's Ashton Eaton. His compatriot is way off the pace right now, but winning it, though, the second and final heat of this 1500 meters, Cuban athlete Suarez. Third running on was Sinterklaas, and close by in fourth spot was Dudas.
Ashton Eaton was very, very happy with the fact that he ran a personal best performance there, and that's obviously really good. But were the points that he got, was that enough for him to actually move Suarez out of the silver medal position?
Trey Hardy, we can tell you, from the United States, has won with 8,607 points. That's Trey Hardy, 8,607. Ashton Eaton, silver medal from that great run in the 1500 meters. He gets the silver medal, 8,505. Lionel Suarez has to settle for the bronze, 8,501. Suarez was the silver medalist from the last World Championships in Germany.
Successfully defended your decathlon title. You know what I'm going to ask you?
No.
How does it feel to successfully defend your title?
Oh, man. Right now, it just feels good that it's over. I'm in one piece, kind of, and I got a medal. The goal was to be healthy, stay within myself, and to be on the podium. And, you know, the fact that it's gold just means we're still doing the right things.
And Garfield, sitting next to you, is a very important man.
Well, he is indeed. This is the man who knows how to sprint. In 1976, in Montreal, Canada, he won gold in the 200 meters for men. And in the 100 meters, he was pipped on the line by Hazley Crawford from Trinidad and Tobago. We speak of Donald Quarry. Don had won the silver back then, by the way, in 100 meters. Don, welcome to us here on IWF Radio.
Thank you.
Don, you have been around the sport for many, many years. You've also held world records. You know what it requires to sprint at this level. What is the, first of all, the 35-year-old, let's start with him, Kim Collins, 2003 world champion. He comes to these championships almost as an unknown factor in terms of figuring into the final, but he's here in the final.
Yes, surprisingly, but I think Kim is just enjoying track and field a lot more than before. He's not putting any pressure on himself, and he's just going out there and having a very good time, running as hard as he can in each round, and that's what it takes sometimes when you just let loose and enjoy what you're doing.
Well, it certainly worked for Asafa Powell at the last World Championships. He's the most loose I've seen him in any competition, and he actually eventually got a medal at the championship.
Yes.
2 years ago.
And it comes down a lot to what your focus is. If you are concentrating mainly on medal, or if you are concentrating mainly on performance? Because the more you focus on what you need to do and execute, the medal will come if the time allows it to.
So the athletes are now standing behind their blocks as they get ready for this 100 meters final. As I mentioned, the world record is held by Usain Bolt at 9.58 seconds, set in Berlin on the 16th of August 2009. In this event, three Jamaicans, two Frenchmen, one Antiguan, one St. Kitts and Nevis athlete, and an American in Walter Dix. So this event, as much as Jamaicans have dominated the sprints in the past, it has only been won by one Jamaican, and that's Usain Bolt 2 years ago. The Americans have pretty much dominated this event over the years. Though Donovan Bailey of Canada, who was Jamaican-born, has won this event in 1995. Linford Christie of Great Britain won the event in 1993. Pretty much otherwise has been dominated by the Americans, and, of course, Kim Collins in 2003 when he won the championship 100 meters title. In the set, they're now in their blocks for this 100 meters final for men. In the set position, set off, and a full start by Usain Bolt. Unbelievable! He's taken off his shirt.
Did you see
all
that?
All the photographers are running towards Usain Bolt.
Oh my
He's
goodness.
Full started. This is unbelievable. Unless there's a malfunction by the equipment, Usain Bolt is going to be out. The Jamaicans in the crowd have come to a total hush. They can't believe it. Of all the athletes who possibly could fall start, Usain Bolt, he is livid.
Oh my God, they're going to throw the world record holder, the defending world champion, the man of the hour, one of the greatest athletes the world has ever seen, out of these 2011 World Championships. And the crowd can't believe it. He can't believe it. He has his shirt off. What can he do? His hands are on his head. He simply just walks off the track. A 6'4", 6'5", Adonis, leaving these World Championships. It's the most amazing sight I have ever seen. Everybody is stunned, and it was a clear Garfield, a clear full start. What was he doing?
Seven athletes will run this final. No Usain Bolt, so the lineup sees once again. Jimmy Vicon of France in one. Daniel Bailey of Antigua in two. Kim Collins, a 2003 champion from St. Kitts, in three. In four, Walter Dix of the USA. In six, Johan Blake of Jamaica. In seven, Nesta Carter of Jamaica. And in eight is Christophe Lemaire of France. They settle in their blocks for the second time of asking. No Usain Bolt in the final. What's going through the minds of these athletes? In the set position, sent off this time. Dix gets a very good start. So too does Kim Collins. Kim Collins has the lead. But here comes Johan Blake. Blake is storming down the track. Blake runs the line and wins it. He opens his arms and celebrates. Victory over Walter Dix and Kim Collins, Daniel Bailey in that order. 9.93 seconds, the time doesn't matter. But after his teammate Usain Bolt was disqualified, Johan Blake has taken up the mantle. Officially 9.92 seconds, he wins this 100 meters title for Jamaica. The celebrations, a bit will be dull because of no Bolt, but no mistake about it. Johan Blake is world champion of the 100 meters for men.
Johan Blake, 100 meters world champion. How does that sound to you?
Oh my God, it's a wonderful feeling, you know, coming out here, even though my training partner Usain Bolt has fast started, you know, I have to get the job done anyway, to refocus and get the job done.
What went through your mind when that was happening, the false start, Usain taking off his shirt and then being escorted off the track?
Oh my God, even though he was the favorite for the race, and I was so traumatized. I was having mixed feelings right now, knowing that he's the defending champion. I was looking forward to have fun with him running, you know, because it's always nice to be running with him and all. Right now I'm feeling traumatized, but I have to keep my head and enjoy this moment, because it's a moment like this. I've been waiting a lifetime for this.
But to me, it seems like you kept your head even in the race, because 35-year-old Kim Collins came out and he produced that amazing start, and you had to run him down.
Well, definitely, I'm not the greatest starter in the world, but definitely my last 40 is crazy. I'm coming out here, get the job done, catch Kim Collins, and I just did what I have to do.
And now what's next for you?
What's next for me is just to get the 4x1 world record and the goal also, you know, and just move on to Zurich, my next Diamond League.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we've come to the end of day two. We've seen Brittany Reese retain her long jump title. We've seen in the discus throw a brand new champion in Li Fengyan from China. We've seen in the 10,000 metres a new champion crowned. It wasn't Mo Farah, who many people thought could do it. It was, in fact, another Ethiopian. And then in the decathlon, we saw Trey Hardy retain his title. But probably most shockingly, over all of them, the man who was stamped on to retain his title, the three-time world record holder, three-time world champion Usain Bolt, was disqualified, and his training partner Johan Blake became world champion in the men's 100 metres here in 2011.
IAAF Radio.
Oh, I'm Bernard Laguette, and you're listening to IAAF Radio.